It's Flickers After Dark.
Monica.
Matt.
This is the place for cool things that just didn't fit into the episodes for this week.
But are kind of sort of related if you squint your eyes and listen really closely. So what we didn't get to cover in our first episode are the bands that Ryan was in prior to Sunlux.
Bands, plural. What type of bands are those and how many were they?
So in high school, he played drums in a rock band and then later on piano in a funk band. Here's Ryan on the Spill the Wine podcast.
No, I played in a funk band. I played funk and
there's stage diving and funk.
Oh, dude, we were crazy. We were really wild.
Right.
We integrated a lot of like hip hop and rock and stuff. And it was original music. That's when I really started to learn how to arrange for players. Cause mm-hmm. in that band I was arranging for saxophones and writing parts for drums and things like that. And that's when I first actually started to toy with creating music using a computer, which I didn't ever study formally. I didn't go to school. I didn't touch for as part of my formal music education, I didn't touch a computer except to notate like chamber music.
His experience playing in bands helped him to avoid common pitfalls experienced by a number of solo artists.
And again, Ryan on the Spill the Wine podcast.
And then I played in a really good band and I was the only kid. I was like 3 years younger than the other youngest person. And they were like in college and that band was actually really, really good. And everybody in that band was really serious about music. Mm-hmm. And in fact, half of us are professional musicians now. Oh, yeah. And we're still friends. And in fact, one of the guys who I met on my 15th birthday, is one of my closest friends and he's had a really important role in my career. So oh, sweet. Yeah, so I learned so much I think about music and about making music in a familial kind of context. Mm-hmm. When I was young, which I feel especially lucky about, because as a pianist especially, which is generally a solitary pursuit until you're in college and you're playing in trios and quartets and things, it's not like you're a violinist or clarinetist or a drummer or something like that, or a bass player. Yeah. Where you're like, you constantly need other people to like do your thing. A pianist, you sort of can go off on your own and be your own thing, and that can lead to a certain isolationism musically that I feel like I avoided by playing bands.
So I'm curious, do we know what these bands sound like? Were you able to dig up their music?
I was not able to find anything from Ryan's high school band, but I did find a couple of songs from his funk band, Danagas. Here's one of their songs, L Train.
Sitting at the station, I'm waiting on the train. I told you I'm a loser, babe. No, nothing's changed. This week alone, I lost my house, my car, my job. A man can't stand. I gotta find me a new life on the other side of the land. And when you find I'm out the door, I'm gonna take it to the L train. When you find that I made a change, I'm gonna take it to the L train. When you find that I'm out the door, I'm gonna take it to the L train. When you find I made a change, I'm gonna take it to the L train.
And another cut.
Venusian would be my guess, yes. But I don't know.
I think it's like a person from Venus.
That's what I would think. Venusian, yeah, is what I would go with. But.
And another cut, Venusian in Texas.
Light years from my past life, astronomically. I'm the information engineer from Quadra 3. Yeah, you know me. Yeah, you know me well. I gave communications commandments to Alexander Bell. Now, do you ever feel that you're not?
out of lines from 10 miles away right into your mind. I'm why you turn your back when you're scared. The reason that you run up the basement stairs. Just in from outer space. I recognize this place. Strip malls and video stores. I know I've been here before. This town's too much for me. I want to phone home like my man E.T. Gotta get back to my
intercom. Next week, we'll explore liturgy. Subscribe, boost us up on Apple Podcasts by rating and reviewing us.
And tell everyone and anyone you know who's a Sun Lux fan, and even those who aren't. It's your duty to introduce them.
Yes, it is. This episode was produced and edited by me, Matt Linder.
My mission melted in my mind. Hang out on Earth, recall what I find. Too high through the atmosphere. On the bottom of the ocean, on the northern hemisphere. Soon as I get up, I'm gasping for air. Contemplating who, what, the when, and the where. Many thanks to the same since last I was here. The computer revolution is finally clear. Then I turn the channel on a TV screen. In the middle of the store, in this room I seen unsolved mysteries to heat the government's crop circles. Just in from outer space. I believe I recognize this place. Strip malls and